I don't know if you know about this, but there's some music used to be tuned to 432.
We talk about hurts all the time. Please don't hurt me.
Don't. We're going deep.
Don't even talk about it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time.
Tea Time.
Today we have somebody very, very fun who happens to be our neighbor that we just found out. See, I'm just fucking this all up, you guys.
What are you talking about?
It's just, Lula, it's not rolling off the tongue.
I understood everything you said.
Because we speak the same broken English. You guys, Franklin Jonas is here.
Hello!
His name is Franklin. Franklin Jonas.
Oh, yeah, let's get it.
Song intro.
Love that. Listen.
This is such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
I got this email and I flipped my shit.
Aww.
I immediately called my girlfriend and was like, you're never going to fucking guess who just emailed me.
Aww.
This is the coolest thing.
And you came prepared because you're leaving without that cardigan. Let me tell you something
this one?
Right now. That
one's
coming home
it's
with
fun,
me.
It's fun, right?
Wait, that is so crazy that you just said that because I've been sitting here looking at this.
I want that
and
shit.
I want it.
It's the craziest.
It's Adam and Eve, right?
It is Adam and Eve. The
so
audio
good.
Listens are going to hate this. But so the inside of it, it's meant to look faded.
Yeah.
But it's just printed on the inside.
I love
Wait,
it.
Wait, it's literally by a brand called Eve?
It is.
So we can get it, babe.
Adam and Eve.
I love it.
I love it,
reading
too.
Newspapers and magazines.
Period. Because that's what they did in those
times. Oh, Eve. Yeah. Is Eve the snake? I see it in the tree.
Yeah, Eve is the snake.
For our audio-only listeners, but...
Oh, I see. Yes, Eve is the snake. I haven't even gone that far.
It's so good.
And I love that.
It's very soft.
It's cashmere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice.
He's so delicate.
And I was like, oh, he's bold to wear white on camera because Raven told me that I should never wear white on camera because I'm so white that I'll just disappear.
I didn't say the second part. I just said don't wear white on camera. I never said.
Do I look really? No, I have some red.
You look fantastic.
No, but because you have like the beard and you have like, you know, the dark magic.
I have
it's coming
through.
Dark magic.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah, you got some dark magic.
So
thank you. Thank
next time you come on, we're all going to wear our Eve sweaters.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Or when we go to Shabu.
Akishabu.
We will all wear them.
So let's just start off.
Let's run it.
We were having a conversation before the cameras turned on, and he kind of challenged me to a shrimp and grits off.
Let's go.
I just want to talk about that really quick and how you feel your grits will out-grits mine.
And just quickly, let's say to the people, it's never a grit, always a grits.
Apparently, people have been telling you that they're called grit, which is...
Somebody said to me... You eat grit? And I'm like, no, dumbass. I eat grits. There's multiple grits.
Yeah, there is a lot of grits. It is a compound of
amount.
Grits.
It's a plural.
Yeah. Waiting for you to be like, no, but I eat gravel. Like, that's what grit feels like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you put in your grits?
Well, to quote my cousin Vinny, any self-respecting Southerner. I think I'm a big fan of seasonings.
Okay.
Big fan of seasonings. And I like a fresh onion. Fresh chop onion.
Okay, this is shrimp and grits, everybody, not regular breakfast grits.
I think, I don't want to give away my secret, but my secret to most of my recipes is the same thing.
Which is?
Love.
Elote seasoning.
Elote seasoning.
You didn't like my love, babe. It wasn't it.
That's delicious, sir.
Boom. There you go.
For shrimp and grits?
Yeah, it goes crazy. I put it on my steak. I put it on burgers. I put it on basically everything that I cook.
That's delicious.
When I make fried chicken, I put it in the breading.
Smart.
It just...
Do you ever make actual elote?
I actually don't. I actually
you just
don't.
Use the
and
seasoning.
Elote is my favorite food. It's my favorite thing. Delicious. It's like, I don't know. You put... For me, I have a thing about the things that I respect or love the most. I don't want to touch them usually.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do them wrong.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I think it's also called cultural appropriation, what you're doing.
Could be, absolutely.
I don't think so. I don't want to put that evil on him, Ricky
Bobby. You guys accused me of it earlier, so I'm just bringing it back. The cameras were off at that time,
They
too,
were off.
Just
they
so
were
you
off.
Know.
No, I respect it. I respect it.
So, yeah, I love that you love to cook. We love to cook, and we are often
What do you guys
cooking.
Cook?
Ooh, break it down, girl.
All types of things. I make a lasagna that Raven really loves, and the flip on that is that I don't actually use noodles. I just use a lot of veg, and I make a really delicious tomato sauce that she loves.
Let's go.
Lamb.
You make lamb?
Yeah, lamb.
It's really good.
Ribs,
and she doesn't
meat.
Need the mint jelly. Like, it's just good as
I love mint jelly.
Love
but,
that.
We do all the meats. We do a lot. I do salads and burgers and roasted veggies and I know, just...
She's also just a really good pastry chef. She does desserts like nobody's business. Oh, yeah. She does them gluten-free and, like, no sugar. Wow. It's really good. Now, when you come over to my world, okay. I am the soup master.
Soup master.
I will put together a broth in a heartbeat. I also make kimchi. I make kimchi.
I'm on a kimchi kick right now.
Dude, let's do it. Let's go.
Dude, you just made those cucumbers.
I did. I made a banchan cucumber. Very good. Gochujang, gochugaru, you know, even some a little bit of black vinegar. But I like this southern cook-off that we're going to do.
This
I
sounds
appreciate
incredible.
It. Yeah.
This sounds incredible. My mom makes her own pickles, and I've been wanting to make a foray into it.
This family has so many things going on.
There's a lot. Yeah, we do have a lot. We have a lot.
So
yeah.
many things. Let's just start with the fact that you are a brother of See, other brothers.
Yes, yes.
And as someone
who's... The youngest
who's,
brother.
I am the youngest.
You're
yes.
the youngest of the youngest brothers.
By a healthy margin, 8 years.
Hold on. I just want to jump in for 1 second here. Because this fascinates me. In family dynamics, birth order.
Yes.
And... You're the youngest. I wonder how you feel your birth position has impacted you in your life.
Are you talking about the like the therapy, the four,
yeah,
the
therapies
four,
that the, you're going through?
Well, yeah, of course.
No, I mean like there's
well,
like
there's the four roles: the hero, the scapegoat, the comedian, and the lost child.
But I don't know. It might directly correlate to birth order. I'm not sure. I mean, sometimes they'll be like, the eldest child is usually this because they have to take on whatever. But I'm just curious. I know that there are, you know, attributes that are assigned to kind of the youngest child. But I want to know how you feel.
Let's get into it. No, I think just because of the fact that I'm 8 years the younger and that the life that we had, I think I generally fell into the lost child just because... Mm. I had to kind of do my own thing, be over where it was. But I at least in my family, I don't think it necessarily... Because usually, I guess the firstborn would be the hero, and I think I think that would be more Nick. So.
And so I just want to talk about your parents really fast.
Let's, yeah.
8 years, please. Were they just like, oh, made a mistake. Like, what? How did
think,
that happen?
You'd think, apparently...
Whoops, fell
I've
tree.
Always...
What's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. How'd that get there? I
Another
completely...
one?
I've always thought that, but apparently I am the only one that was planned.
Are you serious?
Apparently. And my name was going to be Destiny because I were trying again for
girl.
A girl.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes. And I think, well, I don't know.
But they named you Franklin. So frankly, they were just like, here we go. And you're the only one to actually go by their full given name.
That is true. And that's a newer thing. I think that after a little bit of life, I just was like, you know what? This feels right.
I like Franklin.
It's
and you don't hear it very often. Yeah.
It's nice, and I think it's a rarity. Yeah.
Do you have a middle name?
Nathaniel.
Yeah,
Franklin Nathaniel Jonas.
That is they set you up for success.
They did, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I think we all have pretty solid names.
Yeah, yeah. But like you said,
they're
yours
all
is
pretty biblical because my dad was a pastor.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And being the youngest child, you know, normally the youngest kid just kind of gets away with everything. Yeah. And I find it interesting. Your family is religious. You have your connections to it here and there. But it was also told to me that you had Scientology bracelets.
Necklaces.
Yeah. Can you just tell us a little bit about why you decided to just say, you know what? I'm down for the cause. Let me just get these out.
It was for
you
the
know,
social
media. It was a funny prank. Okay. It was a funny prank. It was a spur of the moment thing. Yeah.
What did you do?
We ended up at a Scientology center once upon a time.
You did.
It was, what was the prank?
Without getting too into it for legal reasons.
That's fair.
I brought a necklace that I found at a thrift store to a party and just had a time.
And you had people take pictures. Babes, we were at a Scientology.
We were.
What was your Scientology experience?
Well, we didn't realize that we were where we were and then started looking around and I was like, oh, Elrond here too. Oh, on the wall. Here's a book written by Elrond. Oh, here's a pin that was being handed to me. But we were being held there actually because we were doing
a Christmas parade
in Hollywood.
Okay.
And that was just like the holding center. But it felt very intentional.
Yeah.
It was like you know,
they're
Santa
everywhere.
Claus,
they're
they
everywhere. I second record, I am not a Scientologist.
You know what? We're not either.
No.
Cool.
But we hung out with Elrond.
Peace and love to whoever finds peace and love.
Yeah, I agree. I believe, and not to get too deep because this is not what this conversation is about, but I just want to say that I believe that anyone who looks for truth for themselves deserves that journey.
Totally.
No matter where you end up. And then you have to just make sure you keep checks and balances on yourself in every religion.
100%.
You know what I mean? 100%. And this is not towards anything in particular. I just want to be like, hey, I've studied so many different kinds. I've read about so many different kinds. And what I find is just take a little bit from each and move forward. And I kind of say that to say, even in the industry, when you're doing a lot of different jobs, you have to take a little bit from each to make yourself look, you know, like you're well educated.
Yeah.
There's definitely something to be used or something to be learned from, like, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
I agree.
And maybe we all are descendants of a warlord that threw hell his people in a volcano.
Or a warlord that threw his brother in hell.
Or that.
Like, it could be a lot of different things.
There's so many options.
So many choices.
We run the gamut. It's up to you.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear a purity ring?
I did, actually.
Really?
For a brief period of time. Yeah, I did. And that didn't last too long. I think I didn't wear it for very long.
I can understand. I don't think I'd wear mine for very long either if I had to wear
I definitely wore it because I wanted to, like, I don't know, my brothers are my heroes and all that. And so I definitely wanted to, like, fit into, I don't know if I saw it the same way that other people do. Mine was more to be a member and to arrive in the family.
Oh.
But that was my own stuff. And then my first experience with some hentai, I got rid of it. I got rid of it.
Nadi didn't say hentai. You're talking my language, bro.
Okay.
Let's talk got about it. The hentai. Now, did you find that on social meds or did you find that on paper?
I believe this one was watchcartoonsonline.com.
Hell yeah, it was.
Which has now been shut down for obviously
reasons. It's now Webtoons-ish.
Yeah.
You guys, I have to be really honest.
She usually, has no idea what we're talking
usually
about.
I just like nod and pretend, but I really want to know. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Do you want to take this one?
I know, sir.
You're welcome to run it.
Listen, we can run it together.
Is this like anime porn or something?
Yeah, it's anime porn. It's anime porn.
And that's what a henta is?
Hentai. Yeah.
Hentai. What?
Well, mine was High School DxD.
Ooh.
Wait, but what is hentai? What does that mean?
So hentai is a type of anime.
Okay.
That is geared towards sexual preferences of all different kinds.
Okay, so let me explain this for people.
And there's some that are kind of like,
so, tentacles and shit.
Yeah.
Got
well,
it.
Those are sick.
Listen, I'm okay with that.
Okay, wait. Let's not judge.
Okay. So, like, I just want to, like, play this out.
Yeah, my wife. She doesn't watch it.
Frankie at the time.
Yeah.
Is sitting there with his purity ring on. He sees some hentai and he's just like, goodbye.
Basically.
He's like, let's go.
I kind of.
How old were you? You felt the feels.
Probably 12.
That's fair.
I was probably 12.
Okay.
I kind of just was like, if this is, obviously it's an anime about demons with superpowers with big old bazongas.
Titties. Yeah.
Right.
I'm watching it.
Yeah. If that's what I'm missing out on with this thing.
No go.
But okay, you said you were like 12, but at 7, you were already into video games and parkour and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like that was just the natural progression.
Yeah. I was an indoor kid. And the next step was
anime.
Creating a arguably problematic relationship with hentai when I was in my early teens.
You know what? I don't want you to feel alone. So the other day I was cleaning out one of the boxes from my old bachelorette pad.
Oh,
love it.
This box is nuts.
And
dangerous.
It is.
It's a danger zone.
I found so many DVDs of old hentai porn.
Wow. Yeah.
And I don't know if you were, how old? It doesn't matter. And I was going to ask how old you were, but it doesn't matter. I just looked at it and I was like, where is my DVD player? And I was really like struggling throwing it away or keeping it out because I think they would like collect some money later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Right?
For sure, yeah. Especially if, I mean, I'd imagine. I don't, I wouldn't.
Oh,
I
no, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Firsthand.
I wouldn't know.
No, but if you did, what would you say?
I have no idea. But I would probably assume that they might be collectible items now.
Probably. In their own way. Who knows? Yeah,
there's somebody
that would buy that.
Those were also, that's also from the box of things that we were going to re-gift to people. We thought it would be hilarious to be like, Merry Christmas, here's like a $1 DVD.
Yeah.
Porno DVD is crazy. But wait, speaking of cartoons and animation, you were in Ponyo.
Yes.
And
not a hentai.
Right.
Ponyo, the exact opposite of hentai.
Very farthest thing from it.
We love Ponyo.
Yeah, we love Ponyo.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
It's the thing that I'm most proud of that I've done in my life, truly. It's such a cool thing that I get to say that I did.
Yeah.
Part of so many children's lives with that.
Yeah, and it's what's watching it as an adult. And knowing what I know now and having like the beliefs that I have now, it's like so rooted in sustainability and in ecological conservation, which is so cool. And that I get to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really special.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah,
we haven't
he
already.
Sings. We haven't got already.
No.
he sings, everyone.
We want to get
he
into
sings.
It. He used to make trap beats in college.
Mm-hmm.
That was the getting.
Let's start right there.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted a way to pay for weed and that
I
was,
think I'm in love with you.
I can feel this. Let me just say something really quickly to you.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm so in love
with Raven,
you right now.
Raven is the type of person who I can feel her.
Listen,
and she just wants to go hang out with you.
Yes.
I mean, the grits conversation, I think, started us off very well.
Hentai took it to the next level.
Man. We're at
and
tier
now we're,
four.
Is it a paper or a backwood, bro?
Oh, at that point in my life, it was a backwoods all the way through and through.
I was about to call you out your name. Let's go.
A-Town down.
Hilarious. We just made, they're best friends. They're best friends.
Let's go.
I'm dead.
This
okay.
is the cutest thing ever.
At that point in my life, there was, I was.
Trap beats with a backwood all day
long. Trap beats, backwoods.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, the Bev.
Let's go.
That was a period of my life, man. Period of my life.
And where are you now?
Now I make like folk music. It's very transitional.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Because, you know, there was a time when like Mumford and Son and all this stuff, they were coming out and they were doing more R&B-ish than most R&B. R&B turned into like pop.
I mean, I think doing this, working on the project that I'm working on now, I've been listening to a lot of references and listening to a lot of like through lines of artists to where they came from. And, you know, you listen to Florence the Machine, it's just disco music.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And you listen to a lot of like 90s rock or 90s punk, and that's also disco music. It's very, and you can follow that through. And I think there's a lot of those folk country artists that, especially in the 2010s, who have a lot of roots in rhythm and bass and in blues, but follow that to R&B and follow that to even rap in some regards. You play a rap song with an acoustic guitar,
it takes it to another level.
It's a totally different.
It really does.
Totally different thing. Yeah.
Hosier.
I just
want
Hosier,
to say barely know her.
I'm dead.
Woo!
I can't. I just said that because he has a song. And we listened to him. I listened to him on repeat.
It's fantastic.
And I feel like the education that he has shines through his music.
Totally.
And I feel like that's what your music is doing as well, since you've really gone back and looked to it and done the work.
Thank you. You know, don't speak to, you haven't heard it. You
never
know.
I can only imagine, like, you wouldn't say that if you weren't doing it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Unless you lie like that, which I don't think you do.
I don't.
Okay, that's
fair. I don't.
The family that you've been in have gone through so much. Mm. Actors, music, marriage, and all of this.
Multi-hyphenates, if you will.
Multi-hyphenates. And you do not shy away from that.
My best.
One of my favorite stories that I'm reading on this card is hilarious because it's some shit that I would do. You ghosted your label
for
an entire year.
Yeah.
Because your reasoning was because you didn't know the music you wanted to, you know, come through and all this kind of stuff. I would have ghosted my label because they called me fat and I couldn't perform.
Oh,
but that's
so
neither
sorry.
Here nor there. Trauma. Here's the deal. You went backpacking during this trip.
I did.
What did you learn?
I've actually had this conversation with someone recently, and they asked me, what did I learn? And I don't think anybody had asked me that, like, truly to my face until recently, and this was 3-4 years ago now. And I don't think I started learning the lessons that I learned on that trip till recently. Mm. I think it took a really long time of living life after being just, like, train hopping with a backpack and, like, sleeping in, you know, 40-person hostels or sleeping in train stations to kind of understand all the things. I think the main thing that I learned was that I don't need to be so extreme to learn lessons and to live life, and that life can be... Sorry, this is getting real now.
No, like, do it.
It's tea time. Period. It's tea time. I think life can be simple and life can be home. And I used to put myself in the craziest of situations thinking that I would regret not having those experiences, whatever they were, or whatever adventure or story that I got out of it. And it wasn't until recently, very recently, that I recontextualized that entire trip and was like, oh, that was incredible and I get to have that story. But a lot of the memories, whether good or bad, I could have equally had them just at home. Mm. And it's so interesting. And not to say don't do it, not go eat, pray, love. Like, go eat, pray, love. That shit's tight.
That's delicious.
That shit's tight. And I have so many incredible memories from that trip and bad ones, but I hold the bad ones in higher esteem because I needed that mm-hmm. at that point in my life. I needed to throw myself in the deep end. And rethinking about that trip, now I know that I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you... I know you've opened up about your struggles with addiction as well.
Yeah.
And was that journey part of that time for you? Like, were you coming...
I think yes and no. Yes and no. I think, yeah. I think everything is. Everything is a part of that journey for somebody. And to the point of recontextualizing it, that's when it comes back into it and you go, mm-hmm. oh...
Hearing you talk, it kind of reminds me of the saying, wherever you go, there you are. And it's kind of like you can travel the world and try and get away from things or try and see things differently. But ultimately, you can have the same self-exploration and learn the same lessons on your couch that you can on a beach in Thailand, because ultimately facing yourself is facing yourself. And it doesn't matter really where you're doing that. I think it's just when you're able to do it. And you might be on a train or you might be in your bedroom.
The greatest growth and the greatest nirvana I've ever found is inside of myself.
Yeah.
And no external things have at all affected that. And the lessons and learning about myself and my own actions and my own experiences, the best of that growth has come just because of where I am internally, not because of where I'm at physically.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. Would you be down to put yourself inside something else, like this teapot?
Oh, hilarious.
Not what I thought that
really
was going
to be. I was like, where's the hentai?
Depends. I mean, yeah, I don't think I'll fit, but I could
just maybe
try.
Like stuff part you of there. Yourself.
Just yeah, like, part of myself? Okay.
Just your hand, because inside there is a topic, and we're going to dive into it.
Oh, great. There's only two.
No, there's a lot in there.
Sorry. Okay, there's so many
so
in here.
So many topics
there's so
to
many
choose
topics
from.
To choose from. Got
yeah,
it. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
No, sorry. 52. Tell us, Franklin, today on Tea Time, we're talking about...
Oh, conspiracy theories.
Yes, let's go.
Oh, man, you picked a good one. Oh, I picked a good one. Let's go.
You picked a really good one.
I love conspiracy theories.
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Let's dive in. What are your faves?
I have...
What have you heard?
I mean...
I want to ask a different question to start off.
Okay, please, yeah.
Today, what's the conspiracy theory of today?
I mean, this episode.
Let's go this episode.
There is...
What are you thriving on?
Weird stuff happening in Europe right now because Spain and Portugal have no power.
And Paris.
Yes.
Wait, why?
Europe is going dark. Today,
I was so
right
there
now.
Tariffs on it?
I woke up and I was like, I told my girlfriend, this is weird. That's this is crazy. Very weird. There's like a...
What do you think? What do you think is happening?
I mean, it's tough because we're in a situation right now where tensions in the world are very high.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conflict and a lot of weird stuff. My mind goes to sort of what we dealt with, I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, with the train derailments here in the States.
Oh, remember that.
And I have, me and my girlfriend have friends who, their families are in Ohio, and they still don't have access to clean water from those.
Holy shit.
And
that was crazy.
Remember the movie that came out like a couple of months after the train derailments?
Yes.
I'm like, how are you going to do it that quick?
Well, it's like how a year ago, Nathan Fielder decided to make a season of his show, The Rehearsal, about fixing the aviation industry and how and the crashes. And then now it's coming out right as all the crashes are happening. That's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
I always wonder about that. I always wonder how things are so in sync. Because, listen, we have a production company and we are selling, constantly trying to like get things sold. And you hear that it takes forever to get something made. And I'm like, how in the world could like this event happen, you know, in January, and then by March we're watching it on our
insider
TV.
Like, training.
I know, but it's like that's a conspiracy in and of itself, because that is not how this industry actually really works in terms of producing content. So someone knew beforehand, or somebody is doing something after. It's fucking weird.
It's weird. It's very strange. It's very strange. And I mean, right now, I'm the first person when I see something like, for instance, the Europe power thing. Of, you know, we're in a different age of
information
of warfare.
Yeah.
Beyond
big time.
Where there's that alone is like, oh, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can do this to you.
Yeah.
So I heard a little bit that there's a little bit of insider warfare going on at all times. So when we have like a spinach E. coli breakout or something of that nature, when it deals with the food, that's another country.
Like the eggs disappearing.
Like the eggs disappearing. That's like another country being like, we got you, because we're so America is so isolated that the way they can get to us is through our food and our medicine and our this and our that. And I'm just like, they're doing a really good job of like unbalancing us.
Yeah. We're
with the way they do.
We are so dependent on all of our infrastructure.
Yeah.
That you put one situation, if New York, right, if the water were to be polluted.
Yeah.
Which is now getting polluted.
I mean,
because of the road salts.
For all the snow?
The road salts at the reservoir that feeds all of New York's water supply.
Yeah.
Is the sodium content is reaching a dangerous
level.
They
just recently
and they don't go
talked
away.
About that. It's really bad. New York, who had like the best water, where you could drink from the tap.
Best water, the pipes were the issue. The best, most cleanest water really of any city. When we lived in New York.
What's going to happen with the pizza?
Ah, well, it's going to have
it's
really
taste
salty.
Like LA pizza.
It's going to be really salty.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
That's
tough.
Crazy.
Do you guys believe that we're living in a simulation?
Yes.
I think to some degree, it depends on what you consider a simulation. I think that, like, you got to go, it's like high concept. Simulation could mean an infinite number of things, whether it be, it's not like the Matrix, where it could be an organic system that we live inside of.
I'm gonna challenge you on that, Franklin.
Okay, let me tell you
why I think we live in a simulation.
Please,
like,
please,
all
please.
The Truman Show vibes, or...
Let me break it down, and then you guys tell me what you think this is. I haven't really like pinpointed the name or what it is, but here's what I think. We are souls living a human experience. The body is our avatar. The soul is sitting somewhere else.
Yeah.
And our eyes, our brain, our heart, all of those are electromagnetic pulses that interpret the world around us. We as souls wouldn't be able to see this world unless we were through some type of earthly body, period. So I do believe that the earth is a simulation. On top of that, I believe that there are people out there who understand that and hack the system, like a Mr. Anderson, and can do certain things to get ahead. And I'm not talking about jumping over multiple buildings or anything like that. What were you thinking?
No, I'm on your side there. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there are people who whose general energy, whose general whatever, their gravitational pull is specific and different. And I've experienced it. My girlfriend, she will run into people or have these interactions with people that she shouldn't, that just don't make sense. and she has the most dense orbit that people naturally fall back into it. It's very strange.
That's so cool. That's though. Cool.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's a really cool thing. And I think that there's, to your point, I think there's more evidence if you're going the scientific route. If for the sake of how many laws of nature, of physics that we fall under, it is most likely, more likely, that we live in a programmed system versus what would inevitably happen without rules and laws, which is entropy.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. And I think that even, I'm going to take a step further, our industry, and I'm going to take it to your music, right? Music, I believe there is something magical about music. Mm-hmm. It is vibrational changing. You can play a note. It's a different wavelength than another note. Mm-hmm. And the more you understand how to stack notes correctly, you can... Sorry, I used to be a singer, so I'll say this. You can manipulate the brains of the followers to follow you.
It's so true. Yeah.
100%.
And that's
frequency, though, because frequency. If you think about the fact that we're energetic beings and then we all respond to frequency, and then you hear somebody, we would say it's kind of, it's like incantation.
Yeah.
It's spell-like almost when you have that. And when you even hear it in church or in places of worship, the way that people will, a cantor will sing, it changes your frequency. People don't realize the impact.
And
people...
There's that tweet about, I used to think that I was super religious, but then I went to a concert. Turns out I just love live music.
Exactly.
You know, and there is something that internally affects you. I mean, there's whatever, I think it's like 6 or 7 wavelengths of your brain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they are quantifiable frequencies that you can match or you can find and grow or speed or slow them down to certain extents.
Yeah.
And people will put that underneath conspiracy theories. But I think that the more, I'm not going to say abstract.
Yeah.
Like, the more scientific your conspiracy theory is, I think it's actually truth compared to like, oh, it's the Illuminati. It's like, you guys, you're taking it out of context. Yeah. First of all, that is an old school group of people and it got manipulated and reworked and whatever. It did exist, but it's not necessarily happening here, but it could, but it's not the same as what we're talking about. So calm down in the comments.
Well, there's the thing, I don't know if you know about this, but there's... So music used to be tuned to 432.
We talk about hertz all the time. Please don't hurt me.
Don't. We're going deep, baby.
Don't
we
talk about it.
And we literally,
the Nazis, for their propaganda programs, tuned it to 440 because it was more applicable to, I forget the exact wording. But it made your brain more susceptible to iconography or to
brainwashing,
propaganda, brainwashing, manipulation,
suggestion. I think is the word I was looking for, and so now we tune all our music to 440 because of that. To this day,
it's also known as the devil note. It's also a little bit irritating to the body.
And
intentionally when,
intentionally so. Yeah. I was in the studio a long time ago, and I was like, I would like to tune all my stuff to, what's the right number?
432.
432. And they're like, oh, we can't. It would take too many dials and stuff, and it would all sound out of tune to people.
Yeah.
But that is real.
Well, because actually, I know that does make sense now, because you can't tune, like you can't Melodyne to 432. You can't do that. You can't auto-tune to 432.
You have to sing the whole song and then change it and then change each thing into it.
Yeah.
Which is I can't.
Yeah. Well, that's
strange. It's very strange.
Further proof of the manipulation. We often talk about how, you know, we think we're so free.
We're not free. Mm-hmm.
And we're not. We're very controlled.
To the same point, pink used to be the male color and it became synonymous at that time with... the Nazis, demonetization. That was the color that they put on homosexuals. So that's why it switched from blue to pink.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Look it up. That's crazy.
Fun fact, guys. Or very not fun fact.
Not
I
fun
guess.
Fact. Yeah, just like sad awkward, fact. Weird fact.
Not fun
but
fact.
But also fact.
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 That is interesting to know.
Not fun.
And keep in mind.
On a lighter note, do you guys believe that Avril Lavigne is no longer here and she's been replaced by a girl named Melissa?
Okay. I would love that. So I have. So dead. My first memories are from tours.
Yeah.
So like I was talking about this earlier today. One of my first memories is the Radio Disney tour where we met for the first time.
Really?
When you were with Cheetah Girls.
Oh my God.
On that tour.
Radio Disney tour. What year was this?
God, it must have been 2006, 2005.
I might have visited. I don't think I was actually there, but I might have visited. We could have definitely met.
Okay, because I have a distinct memory, but I truly may be wrong.
So how did this bring you back to Avril, though?
Oh, sorry. Yes, one of my friends. So sorry. Whoa.
It's okay.
We're here. No, one of the first tours, the first European tour we ever went on was, my brothers went on, was opening up for Avril Lavigne.
Cool.
And that was right at the time that allegedly she was, because it was, if I'm not mistaken, the theory is around the divorce that she went through, or
the theory that there's probably more than one. The one that I know,
yeah,
is that she was having a really difficult time,
yeah,
and that the label decided to pull her, put this Melissa person out, and then the real Avril
died. No longer with us.
Yeah.
Well, that where I was going to get to was that tour was my first time being around, say, somebody in the music industry who was having a difficult time.
Mm.
And I remember being a young kid and recognizing
it
and seeing it and being around things that, like, were, as an adult, I might be like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, it was really. So, of course, I have a very special opinion of that theory because I was there. Obviously, it's a bit outlandish to believe a label could do such a thing, but
yeah, and like clone a human.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm not even gonna touch on it too long, but TLC, Left Eye, back in the day, not now, not in our era, but back in the day, Michael Jackson era, and like all those times.
Mm-hmm.
Labels were cutthroat and ruthless. They were the, like, mafia.
They still are.
They still are.
They still are. I've seen, doing a foray now into this as an adult, as myself, I have seen stuff that's...
It's crazy.
Fucking mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's weird because, I mean, I'm talking for you, so tell me if I'm wrong, but it's like, you grew up around that. So, and I grew up around it, right? Compared to someone who's just getting in the music industry, didn't grow up, who takes a YouTube and does it themselves and moves forward and doesn't really go for the labels, I feel like I need those institutions to move forward because that's what I was raised in.
Yeah, the infrastructure.
Yeah.
There is a necessity of whatever, 10 years ago, 5 years ago even, as close as pre-COVID, where... To make it, to do anything, to have anybody hear your music, you need that infrastructure and that essentially like indentured servitude to a higher thing, which is people who have failed upwards and been in the right rooms at the right time and done the right things around the right people to get where they are.
Listen.
And it's crazy, some of the people that are still working.
And some of the people that are in jail, Puffy.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on.
Well, let's keep it in the music world.
Yeah,
right?
Music.
I want to know if you guys believe that Kanye West is a clone.
Oh.
I want to know if you believe that Paul McCartney died in 1967.
Wait. Stop one at a time, babes. One at a time.
Well, I'm just putting them all out there.
There's a theory that Kanye West is a clone?
Yes.
Clone or clown?
Both.
Well, fair. Definitely the latter. I gave my cousin head. I gave my cousin.
Oh my God!
Head.
I literally had.
She had to show me that.
I had to show
it's
her this.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What's happening, Kanye?
It's insane.
We need to call his mama. We need to call. We know where you are, mama. We need you to come down.
I don't know how
we
have that Earth line. I mean that. Yeah.
Listen,
heaven line,
I believe in it, mama. Come
I don't
come
know.
Help
at
your
a certain
boy.
Point, somebody just doesn't want help.
He doesn't.
It's tough.
But you know what, you guys? We're talking about him because our industry loves the mental illness.
You know what he said recently? That he should have had babies with Paris Hilton, not Kim Kardashian. Because if he had had because Kim Kardashian was Paris Hilton's assistant, and if he had had babies with Paris Hilton, he would have been in the Hilton family. And he was like, I'm standing in a Hilton right now when I say this. I would have been part of the Hilton.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I was like, this man is.
That's crazy.
He's something else.
But, you know, I think it was I think we didn't know as much as we do now when, say, 2016,
yeah,
right? When Life of Pablo was coming out in that period of time, when he was saying some pretty insane shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that we didn't realize that we fed into what was inevitably going to become this. Yeah. This is, like, unfortunately, a very clear through line of somebody who's, sadly, their illness has been supported and exploited.
I was gonna say exploited. Yeah,
yeah, by the masses
or by him. You Both. Guys, what if he got tested and he is perfectly sane?
Yeah, that would be another one. That would be.
He's like, you know what?
That's like a little bit of
jokes
your...
on you. Fell for it. Fell for it.
That's kind of your.
It's like
conspiracy.
Him and Orlando Brown are in it together.
That's your conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I think he's sane.
That Raven thinks Orlando and Kanye are both sane, and they're just doing this for this reason.
I really do.
Yeah,
because I'm not buying Kanye's albums.
It's like JoJo Siwa straight.
I'm not listening to that.
That's a new conspiracy theory. You know,
I'm dead.
JoJo Siwa straight.
I'm dead.
It's a new conspiracy.
Because of the thing. Yeah, because of the show, Big Brother.
Right.
That is a weird one. I don't want to go. I mean, that's. But it is.
I feel
wild.
Comfortable going there because I brought it up, obviously. But I mean,
she can also be. I think she said that experience made her realize that she was
queer.
More queer.
Yeah.
She think. You know, someone's with a guy once doesn't make him straight necessarily.
Correct.
But in the guy world,
if you're with a guy once, you're gay.
You're gay.
Huh.
You think?
I just know some macho men would say that.
Give my cousin hand.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
What's your next question of conspiracy?
What's up? Pivot.
Well, I actually want to know what we think about 5G. Do we think that it is, like, controlling our brains?
I do.
Manipulating our waves?
I do. I think that, for me, 5G, again, is a vibrational output. And if a vibrational output is strong enough, it can manipulate the body. Since 5G has come out, a lot of things have happened. And I'm not saying that I have proof that it wouldn't have happened. I'm just saying it's kind of coincidental. I think that there is something to 5G.
Something that I was told that's pretty crazy is that during award season, so Oscars, Golden Globes, Emmys, 5G ramps up really high. And part of the reason...
His face, like...
I know. Part of the reason for this is to create a bit of a chaos and a distraction amongst people. So there is an added layer of stress and anxiety during that time. Okay. And... I don't know. I was like, that's an interesting...
How do you feel about 5G?
I mean, that's interesting. You know, it's tough. Am I going to walk outside with a tinfoil hat? Probably not. I'm probably not going to do that.
You look so good in one.
I might. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Yeah.
Like
it's definitely up my my style.
Yeah.
love a chrome. It's, yeah. Love a chrome mom. But
you could also make a tinfoil grill. That would be super.
No,
that would be
sick. That'd
be cute for you.
When I was A Town down in it, I did really want a grill.
I got a grill if you really still want it.
Oh, shit.
Listen, everyone's doing it. It doesn't matter what music you
Raven's
do.
Get,
true.
Raven's
true.
Getting them.
I'm
yeah.
getting them. Fuck yeah.
You getting them?
And she's getting me
what's,
one too.
What kind of like, what's
I'm
going
to get the outline with like a design in the middle, and then I'm going to get the beautiful enamel colors, kind of like a Pharrell.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I like that. I would have done like black diamonds.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Would have looked crazy, but.
And beastie.
I'm getting a line. What did you get me? The line in the.
A gap with some diamonds in the gap.
I was
and
like,
then
babe,
it's just going to cap the teeth. Just a simple
cool.
little,
yeah.
you know. We're not going
like,
to go as
babe,
crazy
don't
as Madonna.
Worry. I was like, don't worry. I don't really want one. And she was like, no, you're getting one.
That's
and I was like,
awesome.
Okay.
My wife got a bling
ball
out.
Ball out.
Period.
Ball out on it.
Sure. Anyway.
5G. I think, yes. I think that. Everything, like, I think that everything has an effect on us, right? Everything. So you go, like, I'm deep on PFAS, right?
What?
PFAS, forever chemicals.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
That's
I'm
like,
back.
You know,
I'm
that's
back.
Why,
I don't
like, you're
like
not
those.
Supposed
she
to
knows.
Drink Topo Chico. But the thing is that it's in the asphalt in our roads. So the roads get hot enough, it gets in the air, and regardless,
you're
and it has,
it.
It can, certain tests have shown that, like, it can have an effect similar to lead on the brain and on the body. So that's, I mean...
Okay, but here's my situation. The reason that I'm not going to drink, like, Topo Chico or...
Because it's disgusting.
Or LaCroix. What is it called? LaCroix.
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 Is because I can't limit the asphalt exposure that I have, really, but I can limit the chemicals I'm drinking or the things I have in my household that are toxic. So that's where I kind of try and find the balance.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. And it's tough. It's like your everything is contaminated to some degree.
You guys, but 100%. What if it's also like, you know, slowly teaching your body how to deal with the chemicals? Like, you know,
for us to adapt.
Yeah, you know, like for the people who try to kill their partner, it's like instead of giving them a full dose of arsenic, if you find it, you just put a little bit in your meal each time, and then you're like, no, just me? Got it.
No, I mean, I guess I get what you're saying. I guess you're getting it. But from what we know about microplastics, I think it's more of like maybe. Sorry, that's cool. I'm into it. I'm into this line.
Tell me about microplastics. Because my wife just literally, she just took the whole house. We got a whole new water system. We got a whole new air system. I'm not allowed to eat this. And I'm like, okay, I don't really ask too much.
That's bougie.
It's
man.
Super bougie. That's but bougie. If and I I'm can be that bougie, you can go to Fatburger. But again, I think it's about balance. So I'm like, if I can do this, if I can swap out our floor cleaner for this, or if I can help filter our air. If I can help, it is about, you know, scent and natural ingredients and natural fragrances. They're not. That's a lie. And so I think that for me, yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm keeping us healthier.
Thanks,
you know
babe.
What I mean?
Thank you so much.
Just for the record, I was thinking about this day as I was taking a shower. Yeah. I used to have really, really dry cuticles. Nobody gives a fuck.
But I will tell you
that since we did our water shifting, my hair, skin, cuticles, so much more
moisturized,
hydrated. Yeah. Like what? Our water is so hard in LA.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing. That's a wild story to get into. But basically, I one time with my girlfriend went to this event that was for like a thing about food and how to eat it sustainably.
Okay.
And
thank you for finishing that sentence.
I'm dancing around a lot.
We appreciate that.
It's very funny.
When the mics go off,
I'll tell you the full story because it's fucking crazy. But that being said, the suggestion was don't use vegetable oil. Use sunflower oil or use avocado oil or this or that. And my incredibly sustainably minded girlfriend looked up the differences in prices of the vegetable oil to, say, a can of avocado oil, and there is no world in which the average everyday home can afford to not endanger their bodies and not, you know, that's why I was like, dude, if I could fix my whole water system and make my, you know, like self-powered, self-sustainable, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
We're so incentivized not to be able to be healthy.
Yeah. It is so unfair. And honestly, it was something that I was thinking about doing this with our water system because I was like, this is so lucky that we're able to do it. But it's also so insane that we have to feel privileged to have clean water. Like that's literally where we are nowadays. We're having clean food, clean air, and clean water, which are just basics. I feel like should be the most basic fundamental things that every human needs to just live and is deserving of is like, oh my God, clean air. Thank you so much.
The U.S. just voted in a U.N. thing about and the U.S. rejected the proposal of making food and water a basic human right.
Yeah. You guys, let's talk
crazy.
About it.
Crazy.
Wait, so food crazy. And water a basic human right?
Yeah,
I believe so. Every human.
I may be misquoting the exact thing, but yeah.
So what do they basically. Want? How do we survive without food and water as a base? Like, I just want to know what they think.
Getting in the mines.
That's crazy. Let's just go back to what made humans humans in the first place.
Yeah.
We weren't squeezing avocados for oil back in the day. We were squeezing olives.
Yeah.
That was the oil.
Yeah.
I mean, most things that we associate with like Italy, like tomatoes, like they had like barely any tomatoes. That was exploration age thing that brought that in. For that, it was other stuff completely.
Completely.
And there's the book Sapiens talks about it a lot.
Ooh.
Great book about like Hashtag. The effects of, it talks about the human race. It's been a long time since I read it.
a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I was twabian.
Not a long time.
Yo loves ham.
You know what humans probably weren't doing for a long time? They were probably not building the pyramids because I think the aliens did it.
You guys, have you seen that crazy shit for the pyramids? That's crazy.
Okay, this is another, this actually does go to the cultural appropriation thing. I am going to bring it there. There's a graph of Ancient Aliens episodes of the things that they call moderns of humanity, like modern marvels versus what they accuse of being aliens. And it's the same scale of what white people made versus black people made. Or people of color.
I'm dead.
Yeah, people of color.
I cannot wait to watch that.
It's crazy. It's just a graph. It just shows you, like, if it was made for the most part by a person of color or people of color, then aliens had to have done it versus the modern marvels of the human age.
I want to see that because I believe that. I believe in that. And I believe in that. But I also believe in aliens.
I believe in aliens wholeheartedly.
And I believe that humans are ultimately kind of stupid. And we needed help from outsources to get into lasers.
Yeah.
But I also know that we have the ability to raise our vibrations in the monk world, and there are some geniuses out there. But the fact that you just told me that that's the chart.
Yeah.
Rewrite history to better your culture. You
it's
know what?
Crazy.
That's crazy. And I hate them for it.
Yeah.
And also,
The Sumerians, which is
I love the Sumerians.
Sumerians are really fascinating.
The Anunnaki, let's go.
Anunnaki, all day.
All day.
The Sumerians were giving out the Pythagorean theorem as homework to their version of elementary school
kids. Yes, they were.
2,000 years before the Greeks had even invented Pythagoras.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
And the Sumerians must have been brown.
It's amazing. We sent Katy Perry to space. Like, that becomes, like, the biggest achievement.
That's
that
a conspiracy theory. That didn't happen.
You don't think?
There is a lot of people who think it was faked.
Oh, it has to be faked. That's ridiculous.
What do you think?
I mean, I think just for the true innate level of stupidity that is involved in it and the videos of it and, like, you know what? Girl boss it up in space.
I can't.
I want it to be real. Just because of how stupid it is. Just because of how off the mark it is. Like, it has to be real just because of how tone deaf it is.
How bad it is.
Yeah. I'd rather see Bjork in space before Katy Perry.
Oh. Let's go.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's go.
Swan suit?
Yes, in the is more in alignment than Katy Perry.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, I don't think any of them should have gone. Gail, who was having like a whole conniption, and I really didn't understand how Lauren Sanchez's face didn't have some kind of reaction, because with that much filler and shit and that kind of like loss of gravity, like I was expecting something to happen.
Yeah, to get out of place.
Yeah, sure. Like, no, it freaked me out.
Yeah.
You guys, I have a question. If we were to create our own conspiracy theory, what do you think it should be or would be? Let's do it. Should.
That's a tough one.
I have one.
Okay.
What if there was a conspiracy theory that the three of us were all siblings?
Huh. Okay, yeah, I like it. Let's go there.
Who's my daddy?
That's part of it.
Who's my daddy?
Do you mind me asking, who's older of the two of you?
Me.
You, okay. Well,
can you tell?
No, of course not.
It would be the same daddy.
Same daddy, maybe different. Oh, well, maybe.
No. We have this different. Okay, you guys. I'm workshopping this, okay?
Yeah, workshop that.
The three of us
We have three different dads. It's all the same mom.
I think it's different dads, same mom, if you want to be siblings. Otherwise, it's something else.
Even between you and I.
We could be siblings.
I don't know about that. You got like a Nordic thing, and I have like a
Italian-ish.
Italian, German, French.
But I'm
thing.
Italian.
You are Italian?
Yeah.
She bleaches her hair.
Oh.
No.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm naturally a blonde.
Yeah, of course.
But
that's what she
said. Is actually-ish.
No. I am naturally a blonde. I am naturally a blonde who highlights their hair. Blondes get it.
Yes.
Blondes get it. Of course.
I don't like that conspiracy theory.
Okay, we can scrap it. I was just, you know, come on. This is how we get to create
a conspiracy theory I'm starting right now.
Okay.
There are worms in the brains of politicians.
Okay, cool, true.
That,
True. Period. True.
That
there's a race of politicians. We need to stop vaccinating politicians.
Sugar. Oh my God.
You know what you sound
like? Sugar water.
You sound like the person that used to say stop smoking.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Debbie?
Yeah, yeah.
Debbie.
No. I used to be a singer.
Exactly.
Yo, that's my conspiracy theory. Debbie is actually
RFK. Let's go, dude.
The end. Yes. That's the best. You guys, we just created the best. Debbie is RFK Jr.
I ate Debbie in Central Park. Absorbed her essence. That's why I talk like this.
That's really good.
So it's on. It's yeah. It's okay.
That's so you do
a,
good.
That's a really good RFK.
Wow. It's commitment. You just gotta commit. Listen, I wouldn't even.
You
say
would know.
Actually.
It's the body.
Yeah, I love
really,
it.
That is full commitment.
What I'm about to ask you, if this really did happen, then I think we are siblings in our own universe.
Oh, I know exactly where she's going.
Oof.
Yeah. You committed to shitting yourself 3 times in a costume while filming a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I shitted myself too.
You shit?
Yeah, I shitted myself.
You shitted yourself?
I shitted myself.
I did not commit. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to.
You had to squeeze.
I committed to not shitting, and I shat 3 times on my life. I swear to God, it's one of the crazy. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's so good,
and it's all on camera somewhere.
Oh shit!
Oh, my God.
It was in a monologue, like. Child, like it's like a dual scene in this Western, and I had like this thing set up, so I was sweating. I was just dripping bullets
because
I was just
holding it in,
and then letting it.
But why
loose.
The 3 times? Like
what
it
happened?
Just happened.
Because I went to the bathroom.
Yeah,
didn't finish.
I thought I did, and I was really sick. I was like, I'm allergic to horses, and it was really hot. It was like the middle of summer.
Oh my God.
In I think it was Vancouver. So not that hot, but it was pretty hot. And I was wearing like a full get up, right?
Cowboy?
And then, yeah. But pajamas underneath the cowboy outfit.
Interesting. We'll get into that
yeah,
later.
Yeah, it was a scene. And then
security.
And we go back. Scene starts again. I shit again. Go to the bathroom. Rip it off. And then I'll never forget. It was the first time that I was like cursed at by an adult, and it was
the costumer, because she was like, "What the fuck is going on?
If you shit in these pants, we will have to halt production." I'll never forget it. And I go back, and I did my best, and I just let it loose.
How old were you, dude?
I was 12.
Oh, poor baby.
That was the last time I ever acted. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I wonder why.
He was shitlisted. I mean, blacklisted.
He
was shitlisted.
Brown-listed.
Oh my God, brown-listed. Yeah. Whoa.
So you're allergic to horses?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was the horse allergy that was causing you to shit?
That's probably.
Normally it's anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, I mean,
usually like getting hives and just itchy.
Poor baby.
I was tough. But there's no shame. I shit myself all the time still.
As you should.
Still? All the time. All my life.
Don't be afraid of it.
How does your girlfriend deal with that?
Oh, she knows. She knows. She knows all about it. There's been some moments where I'm like, oh, babe.
I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Listen, a fart, you don't know what's gonna happen.
Well, that's sharding, and that's less intense, and that's more acceptable. Like, I understand people are like, I sharded, and it's not, so, but like a full shit, like a full,
like a, log, oh, yeah. like a Mr. Hanky?
It happened
like
to me full, recently.
You shat or sharded?
I did a full shit.
We got to talk about
walking,
this.
So I was in Nashville.
I'm scared about for your asshole. Like, you need to like do some you need sphincter exercises.
I honestly do need to. What has helped actually is fasting. Like certain
we
that
fast.
And healthy like healthy eating and mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. all that. But this was I was just starting the process of like eating really healthy, and I was working out a lot, and my body was not used to it.
Yeah.
And I was feeling weird. I was walking back to my hotel in Nashville. It was maybe half a mile from my hotel. I was on the phone with someone. I go, oh, I gotta hang up. I'm gonna shit my pants. And I stood there like this, right on the corner, and tried not to go. And I couldn't do it. And then it was a lot. It was a lot of poop. And I walked all the way to my hotel.
Yeah.
And I had to like
how many blocks
squeak through
Franklin?
Yeah,
how many blocks?
Four or five.
Four or five. Oh my god,
Franklin!
You guys, you want to know what? I would have actually called 911. I would have been like, I physically cannot walk. 911, you need to come.
No one's picking your shitty ass up.
I mean, what?
Something's wrong with me. No, I've just been through it so much that I'm like, oh well.
How did the people in the lobby not smell you?
There is a continuation of the story.
Oh, I love this.
So part two. There's somebody in the lobby who like looks at me and like whatever, it's fine. I walk, and then later that night, after I've like cleaned up all my stuff myself, in a paper bag,
didn't burn it,
took my underwear and threw them in a trash can outside. Didn't know what I was. I'm in a hotel, right?
Oh.
And so later that night, I get back from dinner with my friends, and there's somebody else at the front desk, and this person like had been, she's one of those front desk people who's like really flirty and like really like haha like whatever da 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 like you know, and it's and really like neggy too, where like they like bring you down but they're flirty. It was a whole thing.
Oh.
And so I walk in, and I don't know if it's related to this or not, but on my life, they go, "Hey, Stinky." The moment I walk in to the hotel after a day of
sued.
Shitting
Franklin,
myself.
I'm going to tell you something. It 100% was related.
Of course it was.
Because
there's
shat your pants and walked four blocks, and you walked through the lobby, and then you threw them away, and you probably threw them not in the trash, but in the laundry chute.
No, he went to the trash.
He's a grown-ass man.
I went outside.
I carried your dog poo bag.
And of course,
it was 100% that.
Yo.
Yeah.
Did you go back to that hotel?
And then she goes, how was your day? And I was like, oh, it was pretty good. And she goes, really? Are you sure?
She knew. I think that this might be, back to my question about like birth position, I think that this is the younger child subconscious thing. You like still want
Please
someone.
Please explain that.
Yeah, let's go there.
Little people shit there. Okay, little babies.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's 2025.
Hold on. Little kids shit themselves. Mm. You're still living out some kind of trauma from being the 12-year-old who shat themselves. You're subconsciously still the little boy who needs to have his ass wiped. Like, this is where
Franklin, come for her hair. Okay, come for her right now. Come for her.
It's a little ableist. I could have just really bad stomach issues.
Yeah. This is true. But I think it's subconsciously.
But there is something. There's body keeps its score. Body keeps its score.
Not this shitty thing.
She wanted you to come for, why did he want him to come for my hair?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything else. I just felt like you were coming for him and he needed to come for you.
No, I wasn't coming for him. You can come for me as an oldest child, being like, Miranda says the craziest fucking shit because she's an eldest entitled child who thinks she can say that to a younger child.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't you love how my wife just came for herself?
It's
that was
I didn't
magical.
Have to do anything.
She literally did it.
I didn't have to do anything.
I can't even get my words out. You guys, let's toast.
Let's toast.
Toast. Woo!
Okay, today we are toasting to Sophie Lloyd.
What up, Sophie Lloyd?
Hi, Sophie Lloyd.
Sophie is a female magician who disguised herself as a man to fool examiners into letting her join the elite magic circle society in 1991.
Mulan number two.
At a time, female magicians were not allowed to be members. She invented a new identity, Raymond Lloyd, and spent about about 2 years studying the character. She disguised herself with a wig, bodysuit, and a croaky voice. Do it.
I'm Raymond Lloyd.
Exactly. She wore gloves to hide her feminine hands. A few months after joining, the society said they were going to begin accepting female magicians as members. Sophie decided to come clean about her identity, and the magic circle kicked her out. Now, 34 years later, after a public search for her, the circle has now apologized to Miss Lloyd and has presented her with a new membership certificate.
34 years later?
That's...
Goddamn.
Magicians, y'all care
like,
that
they
much?
They only got it just now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
That's
We've
late.
Been cool for at least 10 years.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, Sophie Lloyd, though, that's a lot.
And Raymond, that's like, it's funny how a lot of women use that name. You know who else uses Raymond? Nicki Minaj. That was her alter ego. Raymond.
Oh, yeah. It's a real gatekeeping industry. It's, you know.
The Magic Castle.
Can't go to their castle.
I know. I still
Elite.
Haven't been.
Ooh.
I was supposed to go last week, but I had a show.
I think you need to pull some threads.
I have a friend who's like really up there in the community there, and he was going to take me and my girlfriend with some really cool people.
You should have gone and bring a sign now with her name saying, look what you did to her.
Yeah, vengeance for Sophie White.
Vengeance for Sophie.
Vengeance. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Franklin, for coming on. We enjoyed you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're
going to
send you
me.
Some Depends.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Adult diapers.
Probably necessary.
And we're going to listen to your new albums.
Thank you.
Tell us where we can find you on all your socials.
Franklin Jonas on most things. On TikTok, I think I am Frankie Jonas. I was the only one available. I've been working on a bunch of stuff music-wise that will hopefully be coming out real soon.
Cool.
We'll see.
Thanks, Franklin.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been such a dream.
We enjoyed you fully.
Thank you.
Really nice to have you here.
Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave comments down there. We love y'all in the comments. Y'all be going ham, and we love you for it.
Do it.
Do it.
RFK needs the algorithm.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead. Oh.